Monday afternoon, 131873 is my number. You can email me, ben@2gb.com. I know there are a lot of children in cars right now heading home from school. I'd love to know your thoughts on this, and same goes for the parents. A young girl has won the right to wear shorts to school after her mum launched an online petition calling for gender equality in the playground. Her name is Asha Karras. She's in year one at a Catholic school in Melbourne. She loves the school, don't get me wrong. She loves the school except for one small thing. She has to wear a dress as part of her school uniform, and that makes it hard to play sport during research and lunch, and she loves her sport. And particularly in winter, it can be difficult when Asha and the other girls have to wear a heavy school tunic and also thick stockings. So Asha's mother, Simone, said to the school, "Do you mind if my daughter wears shorts instead of a dress?" Because she wants to be able to run around the playground as much as possible, just like the boys. But no, the answer was not what she was hoping for. In fact, it was a flat N-O. She couldn't believe it in this day and age that a young girl would be banned from wearing shorts to school. This is Simone, the mother of Asha. She argues it would never happen in a workplace with adults, so why should it happen in a playground? She launched a petition on Friday, and guess what? The school has backed down today. Simone Karras is on the line. Hello, Simone.
Hi, Ben.
Tell me the background of all of this. Why did Asha so desperately want to wear something different as her school uniform?
Just to start with, don't get me wrong, she's happy to wear the school uniform. She's 6 years old and she doesn't really understand why the boys get to wear something and she's not allowed to.
So she wants to wear what they wear?
She wants to wear what they wear because she's got lots of friends that are boys and she plays with them in the yard and she struggles to keep up because they're wearing pants and she's wearing a heavy tunic.
So she's happy to wear the school uniform, but she's just wanting to wear the boys' school uniform?
Absolutely, yeah.
And is this about sport at lunchtime? She loves her exercise, her activity so much that she feels like it drags her back?
Yeah, that's right. Her favourite things to do are to play footy. She's just started Auskick this year. She loves riding a bike to and from school and the tunic's long and heavy and cumbersome and that proves more difficult than if she was to be wearing pants. And she just loves running around and, you know, doing cartwheels and all those sorts of things. And
so tell me how the conversation played out at your place.
So in the mornings last year, it was very difficult to get her to put her dress on. It was a bit of a battleground 3 mornings a week because she didn't think it was fair that the boys got to wear pants and she got to wear she had to wear a skirt. And so I couldn't give her a fair enough reason why. I wasn't going to tell her because you're a girl, you're not allowed to wear pants. Mm. So I approached the school and got a flat no, and Asha was actually really mature about it. She accepted the decision and then we agreed that we weren't really happy that that was fair and we'd do something about it.
So you set up the petition and you've had thousands of people sign up and support Asha.
That's right. I think it's over 9,000 supporters now, which has floored me, to be honest.
Look, there's a bit of science behind all of this. There was a study in 2012 by the University of Notre Dame. It looked at the effect of a school uniform on incidental physical activity among 10-year-old children. What it shows is that girls get a lot more exercise when they're not wearing their school uniform. Boys, it seems to be pretty similar. They will run around just as much in their sports gear as their school uniform, but get a girl out of that school uniform and all of a sudden there is a huge increase in the amount of incidental physical activity they undertake day to day.
Absolutely, and that's so important for our girls. And I think there's been some studies done in Australia that by the time girls reach adolescence, they're only half as active as their male peers. And that's not good enough.
So what led to the back down today from the school?
I think they realised that they needed to give it more consideration and there's a lot of support out there for it. And they accepted that they probably could have done more to discuss more openly my concerns and my request.
Did they call you to deliver the good news to you?
They did.
Okay, so you're accepting that in good grace, and I guess Asha gets to go off in a new school uniform tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's their sports day anyway, but on Wednesday I've got a source of pair of pants for her to wear. But I've got plenty of friends at the school with boys who'll probably give me a hand-me-down pair, and we'll go.
All right, well, good luck to it. Have you broken the news to her yet, or she's not home from school?
No, she's at school, so in about 45 minutes, hopefully I'll be able to deliver that news to her.
Good on you. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.
Simone Karras, who is the mother of Asher. It's fair enough, isn't it? I told you that research, and Asher loves chasing around the playground and loves playing footy and doing everything else, and we keep on telling young girls, as we should, you can do anything. Anything the boys can do, you can do, and probably better. Well, she's saying, okay, I don't like this unfair advantage of having to wear the heavy school tunic and the thick stockings. I want the shorts just like the boys wear. Well, now she's got them for sticking up for herself. 131873, Ben at 2GB.com. I'm sure there'd be plenty of women of an older vintage listening thinking, oh, what we went through, we had to put up with it. Well, Asher doesn't. I don't know whether that will make you feel better or worse. Feel free to weigh into this one on 131873.